Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, I'm praying for my brother, 'cause I know he wants to do your will. I'm praying for my sister, 'cause I know you want to set her free, set her free, set her free. I'm praying for the body of Christ, I know you're gonna have your way. Yes. If you're listening and you're hurting real bad, don't worry, I can hear you say, I'm praying for you. When I pray, things will change, yeah. I'm praying for you. When I pray, things will change. Now cast all your cares on him, the Lord free your mind. Despite the pain you feel, now I'm praying for you. Yeah. Yeah. Said I'm praying for you. Oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hold your head up, my brother. Though sometimes it may be hard to do. Yeah. Just be encouraged. I've been in that position too. And you've been feeling so lonely. Sometimes you don't know where to go, what to do, where to turn. But if you're listening and you want a way out, here is something you just ought to know. Know that I'm praying for you. When I pray, things will change. Just know that I'm praying for you. When I pray, things change. So now cast all your cares on him, the Lord will free your mind. Despite the pain you feel, he will come. Say, I'm praying. I'm praying for you. This is a prophetic song. God told me to tell you things are gonna get better. So hold your head up. Things are gonna get better. All you got to do is hold your head up. Somebody say it tonight. Things are gonna get better. You, baby, that's it. Go and worship him. Hey, hold your head up. Yeah. Somebody say it.
Things are gonna get better.
So what you gonna do? Hold your head up, y'all. Say it.
Things are gonna get better.
Yeah. Go.
Hold your head.
I know you're hurting, but
things are gonna get better.
Oh.
I'm praying for you. You pray for me. That means we are praying. Yes, this is Man Up the Movements, men's call to prayer. And yes, you too, my sister. But my brother, my sister, we are well overdue. We have wasted too much valuable time. And I'll be the first to say that I must do better. Do better what? Do better praying, do better believing, do better trusting each other and working together. Will you join me tonight that we call each and every one of us to prayer? Prayer for your needs, prayer for my needs, but prayer for the land, prayer for our country, prayer for our government, and prayer for the men of this world that we stand together. See, no matter the title, no matter the position, no matter the education, we all must unite in prayer. Doesn't matter if you're the head pastor or the janitor, we all must join in prayer. So I'm asking that we follow the Holy Spirit tonight. Some brother out there says, well, I don't know what to pray. Get your Bible out. And I encourage you to pray scriptures. Pray from the Word of God. So together we can heal. So together we can deliver. Oh, my God. And together we can set the captives free. What captive, Pastor? I could set myself as a captive free. I want to ask also that we follow a guideline. Follow 7 simple steps of prayer. Number 1, that we abide in Christ the vine. Number 2, we pray in faith. Number 3, we stand on God's word. Number 4, we pray in the spirit. Number 5, we persevere in prayer. Number 6, we use different types of prayer. And we, number 7, finally, we flow in God's love in prayer. Come on, my brother, my sister. Today is the day that we stand, we deliver, and we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, I'm thankful to be here tonight. This was a improv announcement. So the lack of numbers, it wasn't even meant to that. It was just to get it back where it should be. And we're not going to be here before you long tonight. We're going to open up the lines for prayer tonight. We're going to let everybody intercede and pray together. If there is a prayer need or a prayer request, I ask you to dial 1 now. There's something that we are not aware of. I want you to dial 1 now and petition that prayer. I want us also to talk about what is prayer and maybe answer questions concerning prayer and to know that we all must pray and that prayer works for everyone. See, we learn that prayer is the most powerful weapon we have. It teaches us to be bold in our faith with God. It continues to remind us that we should keep honoring God with our conduct and our words. And it shows us that we should have hope in others that they may see Christ in us. And even though many turn against us and many turn against our message, we have to look at the one that will follow Christ and not us. See, most people that leave us, they were following us. Most people that were expecting something from us, they're gone now because they expect you to be the prayer answerer or you to be the supplier of their needs. We have to know that this prayer, this to be able to pray, we step into a level of addressing our Heavenly Father. We want to continually be thankful to our Heavenly Father God. And we know that in prayer, we can ask our Father. And we know that we start and we begin and we complete in the name of Jesus. Then we have the access to pray in groups like this. But we pray always with sincerity and with faith in Christ. And watch this. Prayers will always be answered. I know somebody just took off running in this spiritual connection because your prayers are being answered. Your prayer shouldn't be just a prayer. You should see the results of your prayers. If you and I are operating under the effectual, fervent prayer of righteousness, we have to learn first to pray. So what was the basic lines of prayer? The basic instructions to prayer. Remember the disciples, it asks and says, teach us how to pray. Matthew chapter 6, verse 5. It says, and when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you that they'll have their reward. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in a secret place, and your Father who sees you in secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask. In this manner, therefore, pray. See, we've been given a model of prayer that we can continue. Wait, hold on one second, you guys. Hold on. We want to accept this phone call, and we want to merge. How do we merge it? Amen. Pray with me because we want to give everybody an opportunity to be on the broadcast, and Minister Carolyn's phone is unable to get in, so we're going to do what we can to get her in. Amen. Come on, somebody, pray with me this afternoon. Jesus, come on now. Okay, so we're not going to leave that alone. So when you pray, therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. So we have the model prayer of how to pray in this manner. Verse 9, therefore pray. Our Father in heaven, you must know that you're speaking not earthly. You're speaking vertically through the Spirit. You must know you have to transfer positions. And know that you are directing your prayers not to man, not to earth, not to physical, not to factual, but to our Father in heaven. Then automatically, hallowed be your name. I've shared this before. Hallowed means to respect your name. Because now you submit to his kingdom come, to his will be done. And we're praying for results on earth as it is in heaven. You have to know that prayer works so awesomely that you can now transfer power from heaven to earth. Give us this day our daily bread. You worried about tomorrow when you need to worry about right today. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts. Now watch this. A lot of people say, you know, well, doesn't that mean my sins? No, before you start making this prayer, your sins should have already been forgiven. Forgive us our debts. How many things have we slacked on? How many things have we not fully paid? How many things have we, Lord, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. You want to get mad at the man because you owe, I'm about to preach something tonight, and forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever Amen. Verse 14. See, a lot of people stop there. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. See, a lot of us are bottlenecked because we still haven't figured that out yet. We praying our Heavenly Father. We praying hallowed be your name. We praying kingdom come. We praying will be done. We praying on earth as it is in heaven. We praying give us this day our daily bread. We praying, but when it comes down to the forgiveness part, we still have not figured it out. And our prayers are being hindered. When you pray, you should pray with someone who believes the same prayer you believe. You cannot have a lack of faith in your prayer life. So anyone you're connected to in prayer, you're not praying for them. You don't have the power. They're not praying for you. They don't have the power. But our Father who is heaven has the power that we must all pray together. I don't know about you. We're here for results. We're here to see the application through the word of God that we can now move forward in excellence. See, prayer put a spirit on you. My God. Watch with 1 Thessalonians 5, 16, 18, 16 through 18 says, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. This is his desire. And Paul reminds you in Philippians 4, 6, and 7, it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. See, prayer works. Prayer will bring you into a grateful state with God. Because now you know the peace of God will take away worry. Now you know the peace of God will take away fear. 1 John tells you in 5:14, it says, now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Now, I want to stop right there, and we're going to pray after this, and then we're going to go home. Whose will are you praying? I know you like that dress. I know you like that suit. I know you like that car. Whose will are you praying? Maybe you're not being heard because everything you're praying is about you, or him, or her, instead of being according to his will so he can hear you. That's where trust comes in. That's where communication comes in. And that's where listening comes in for you and I to become. A little farther in James 5, it says that Elijah, who had a spirit like ours, oh my God, Elijah came before us. But now because we're effectual, fervent, prayer righteous people, that now we have a spirit just like his who came before us. And watch this. This is the most important thing you have to get on this, is if he could do it for Elijah, which he had already done, don't you think he could do it for you, which is already been done. It's time. It's time for us to elevate. It's time for us to leap. It's time for us to go higher and stop playing church. And I love when the Lord separates and dismisses those that are ready for the truth. In the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father God, in the mighty name that is above every name, the name that every knee will bow, the name that every tongue will confess, We thank you today, Lord, that we have the ability and the consciousness to petition your attention. As we call on you, you hear us. And we thank you today, Lord, that as we pray for one another, that we become what you've called us to be, saved, sanctified, and filled with your Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord, that you've given us the initiation or the motivation to ignite the fire of prayer for men. And we thank you, even in the absence of men, that those that support are still here to pray. So we thank you for everyone that will come. We thank you for everyone that will listen later. We thank you for one that needed to be here, that wasn't here, but that was still, their prayers were still answered because we pray for them. When they pray for us, that means we're praying. And we want to be more like your son. We want to be more like your son. We want to be more like your son and become more intimate with you in conversation through prayer. And we thank you that with the comfort of the Holy Ghost, that we feel your spirit, we dwell with you, Lord, and we bask as you're highly lifted up, glorified and honored in our prayer. So Lord, today we just ask that you find favor on us, Lord. Today we ask that you find joy with us, Lord. But we also ask, Lord, that you continue to press us to a higher level. That we know to call your name, that we know to rely on your name, and that we know to walk in your name. So Lord, have your way tonight. Move like never before. Touch us. Create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit in us. And give us, Lord, your mind. That our thoughts are no longer our thoughts. Give us your will, that our will is no longer our will. Give us your plan, that our plan is no longer. Lord, give us your life that is now no longer our life, but is you who live, you who dwell, and you who are who's on the throne. We thank you, for you are our Father, and we are your children. And in Jesus' name, we pray. Now I'm going to open up the lines. I'm asking everybody to stay to about 5 minutes prayer. I see Prophetess Charlene here. I see Minister Terry here. I see Evangelist of Virginia here. I see some other numbers that I don't know. If you would like to pray, dial 1 right now. But for that, we're going to keep it with the 3 names I called. And we're going to keep it about 5 minutes apiece. We don't need to be reminded. Just tag team pray in the mighty name of Jesus. We're going to start with Evangelist Virginia. Then we'll go to Prophetess Charlene. And then we'll go with Minister Terry. Evangelist. All right. We'll go to Prophetess. And then Evangelist can come in later. Prophetess.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Go ahead.
Oh, amen. Praise the Lord, Pastor Egan, everyone on the line. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I pray for the men, Lord God. I'm humble and grateful, God, to be able to pray for my brothers in the Lord, oh God. I pray for their healing, oh God, healing within, in their mind, in their bodies, and in their souls, Father God, from the crowns of their heads, oh God, to the soles of their feet. Every generational curse, every hereditary curse, anything that traveled down the family line, that my God, that was causing problems in the mind, problems in the body, problems in the soul, God, I ask you disconnected. I ask for deliverance, God. I ask for breakthrough, oh God. I ask, oh God, for soundness in their minds, Father God. I pray, God, that no matter what yokes may be in their lives, God, no matter how difficult they may be to them, God, that you, God, that you will just break those yokes off of them, oh God. Father God, that they will be delivered and overcome any struggles or difficulties that they may be going through because of any stigma that society or anybody that's a racist has against them. God, I ask you to break and destroy those yokes and strongholds and deceptions, God, and lies in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, Father God, for their wholeness. Father God, I pray for their maturity. Father God, as they grow, oh God, to know them as African-American men of color, God, men, oh God, that seem to stand out from the crowd, God, but you are the only one who can, my God, make them new, oh God, inside. God, I pray, oh God, that the light of Christ will come into their lives and that it will shine, God, that the light of Jesus Christ will shine like never before, God. I pray, Father God, for a closer walk in their relationship with you, Father God. I pray, God, for your joy to be their strength, Father God, that you would move all doubt out of their lives, that it would, you would chase it away from them, God, to know that you are the God that gives them clarity, oh God. Give them clarity of thoughts, discerning, oh God. Give them, oh God, remove the stress, oh God. Abolish it, God. Give them discerning spirits, God, to be able to perceive and know those who are for them, those who are against them. Bind every deception, every lie. God, anoint them with fresh fire, God. Wash them with water by your word, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Make the crooked pathway straight for them, God. Give them clarity, God. Give them vision, God. Give them, my God, the dreams and visions you have for their lives, oh God. Make it clear for them, God. Give them a focus, oh God. Give them your strategies, oh God, from heaven, God. Give them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the guidance and direction, God, from your Holy Spirit. Give them the contacts and connections that they need, God, for your will to be made manifest, oh God, in their lives, God. Bind the devil north, south, east, and west that wants to lure them, trap them, and snare them, God, to try to provoke them out of your will and purpose for their life, God. Lord, let them have sweet sleep, oh God, when they go to sleep, God, knowing, God, that they're putting their cares at your feet, oh God, and their concerns at the altar, oh God, and leaving them there, knowing, oh God, you're the only one, oh God, who can lift the burden off of their back, oh God, off of their neck, God, off of their life, God, that they may walk in peace and soundness of mind, wholeness, oh God, and heal them in their characters, God. Heal them, oh God, where they are in ministry, Father God. Bless them, God. You know what the devil tried to do to them throughout that entire year of the pandemic. God, you know what the devil's mockery is against their life. God, but shut the devil's tongue up, oh God, and manifest your will of blessing, of purpose, oh God, of increase, oh God, of favor. And let them be able to, when they smile, let them be able to smile knowing they have that sigh of relief that, God, you have their back. God, you're fighting for their victory. You're fighting for their liberty. You're fighting for their freedom, oh God, to walk in peace and to be the son of God, the child of God, oh God, manifested in this earth. And let your love continue to rest upon them, in them, and flow through them. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen, and praise God.
Minister Terry.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I come to you, Father, just to ask for you, Father, just to ask for your grace and your mercy, Father. Father, I pray for our Pastor E. I pray for the one over this line, the overseer of this line, Father. I pray, Father, that he continues to be lifted up and strengthened up to continue to have this platform available for men to come out and pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you said you made all men in your image, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I just pray that we continue to walk in order. Father, you first. Father, men, women and children. Father God, I just pray for those men that are on the lines. I pray, Father, that they will come in and pray. Father, in the word of God, you said the disciples asked Jesus to teach us how to pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that we don't put all our prayers on you, Father, because you know what we need. But Father, I just pray, we pray for everything that's going on right now in the world. Like you said, Father, we're of the world, of the world, but not in the world, Father. So I pray, Father, we don't lose our focus. We keep our focus and we look up to you, Father. I pray that we don't get discouraged. I pray this, Father, in your son Jesus' name, for men, women, and children in these perilous times we're going through. I just pray, Father, that we don't get discouraged. We continue to pray to you. We pray to you as we are shut in, Father. We seek your face, Father. We seek those that are seeking your face. We ask, Father. We pray to you and petition you for you, Father, for your wisdom. We pray to you, Father, for your advice. We pray to you, Father, for whatever our need, whatever's on our mind, Father, whatever's on our heart, Father, I pray that we come to you first. We seek your word, Father. We seek more of you. We seek more of you, Father, so that we can share you. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that as we leave these lines, we have the love of you, the love of your son Jesus in our hearts. And, Father, I pray that the love of Jesus outpours us as we greet one another. As we greet one another, if it's in person, Father, if it's from a distance, that we have loved one another as you have loved us, Father. Unconditional love, Father. Nothing attached, Father. Just loving, Father, from our hearts. The love of God. And Father, if we don't have the love, if we don't have love in us, Father, we don't have you. Father, I pray that we continue to just love. I pray we continue to seek your word. We continue to spend more time with you, Father. We continue to just confess, Father, our sins. We continue to confess, Father, our shortcomings. We continue to confess, Father, something we didn't do that we should have done. Father, I just pray that we come to you. We seek more of you. We seek more of your wise counsel. We get on our knees. We find a quiet place, Father. We just spend time with you. We open our hearts and we pour out what's on our hearts, Father. We pour it out to you. Because, Father, everybody can influence us. Our family and our friends can be an influence. But only you, Father, only you can change us from the inside. So, Father, I just say thank you. I thank you, Lord, for the time you gave us. 6 p.m. Pacific on this line for the men's call to prayer. And, Father, again, I pray in your son Jesus' name that men step up and pray. Cry out to the Lord. We all need help. We all need him. We can't make it, Father, without the Holy Spirit. So, Father, I just pray that we all seek your Holy Spirit. Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, Father, I just thank you. I thank you, Lord. I just thank you, Lord, for the time you have given us to get right now on this line, Father. You have given us breath. Breath to breathe, Father, just to say thank you, Lord. Lord, I just thank you. If I don't do anything else, Father, I thank you. I just thank you for your unconditional mercy and your grace and your favor. I just thank you, Lord, for keeping all of us on this line right now, and all of us to come later, Father. We just thank you, and we love you, and we honor, and we magnify your name. We lift you up, Father. You said, Father, we lift you up, you'll draw all men unto you. So, Father, we call right now, and in the name of Jesus, we call all men. Because we're lifting up your name, Father. As men come, Father, women and children will follow. I just pray that we continue to follow your word, Father. Follow the directions in your word, Father. I pray that we take time, Father, as we spend time doing everything else. I pray, Father, we read more of your word and get more to our relationship with you. Father, we'll never know you if we don't spend time in your word. So, Father, I just thank you. I thank you, Father, for those you have put in my path to open my eyes. The lights come on, Father. Some of us have walked in darkness, Father, for a long time. But we ask, Father, for forgiveness. I ask you, Father, for my forgiveness when I was in darkness. Lord, we just thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that no one walks in darkness. Father, I pray that all of us, our light can shine. Father, I pray the light of Jesus, your son Jesus within us, as we greet one another, it shines. Father, somebody somewhere needs to know Jesus right now. So, Father, I pray and release my prayers in your son Jesus' name to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen,
hallelujah.
Amen. Let the prayers of the righteous be heard, be delivered, and be effective tonight. We continue to pray for those that may listen on the archives later, those that should have been here. We pray that something touched you in your spirit. We're still praying for you. We're not giving up on you, and we're going to continue to do what God has called us to do. Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. The most important thing, know that you are God's greatest miracle. I love you guys. Thank you for your support, and I know you guys are going to be here. So we'll talk to you guys tomorrow night.
Yeah,
Women
buddy.
Speak Now, Prophetess Lisa. God bless you guys.
Amen. Love you all.
Amen. Love you guys.
Love you. Bye.